This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Countries across Europe have been scrambling to accelerate coronavirus vaccinations to outpace the spread of the Delta variant. The urgency coincides with Europe's summer holiday months, with fair weather bringing more social gatherings and governments reluctant to clamp down on them. Social distancing is commonly neglected, especially among the young, and some countries are scrapping the requirement to wear masks outdoors. Incentives for people to get shots include free groceries, vouchers for entertainment and travel, as well as lotteries. The European Center for Disease Control says the risk of infection from the Delta variant is high to very high for partially or unvaccinated communities. After a slow vaccination rollout, Indonesia is now racing to inoculate as many people as possible as it battles an explosion of cases that have strained hospitals. On Saturday, the strictest measures this year enter force, including work from home, the closure of places of worship and malls and restaurants, allowed delivery only, an adequate global vaccine supply in the complicated geography of the world's largest archipelago nation are some of the biggest challenges. Fueled by travel during May holidays and the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, the surge has overwhelmed clinics, with some turning away patients and telling them to bring their own oxygen tanks. Authorities in Japan say at least 19 people are missing after a powerful mudslide swept away rows of homes in southwest of Tokyo. A spokesman says dozens of homes may have been buried in the town, known for hot springs. Self-defense forces are joining firefighters and police in the rescue operation, and evacuation warnings have been issued for a wide area. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A ransomware attack has paralyzed the networks of at least 200 U.S. companies, according to a cybersecurity researcher whose company was responding to the incident. John Hammond, the security firm Huntress Labs, says that a major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate appears to be behind that attack. He says those criminals are targeting software supplier called Kaseya, using its network management software as a conduit to spread the ransomware more widely. The researchers agreed with Hammond's assessment. It's not immediately clear how many Kaseya customers might be affected or who they may be. American troops pulled out of their main military base in Afghanistan Friday after 20 years in the country and amid warnings from top military commanders that the country descended into civil war without them or may do so. The Bagram pullout brought an effective end to the longest war in U.S. history. The base, an hour drive north of Kabul, was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. Taliban thanked them for leaving. For the international forces, more than 3,500 of whom were killed in Afghanistan, the exit came with no pageantry. A Western diplomat in Kabul said Washington and its NATO allies had won many battles but have lost the Afghan war. The number of people missing in Florida condominium collapse fell following a new review, but fears of another potentially catastrophic failure deepened Friday after engineers found unsafe conditions in a different tower and ordered the entire building evacuated. The city of North Miami Beach announced that an audit prompted by the deadly collapse of the towers found that 156-unit Crestview Towers building structurally and electrically unsafe. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has denounced the burning and vandalism of Catholic churches that followed discovery of unmasked graves or unmarked graves in former schools for Indigenous children. Several Catholic churches have recently been vandalized or damaged in fires following the discovery of more than 1,100 unmarked graves at the sites of three former residential schools run by the church in British Columbia and Saskatchewan. Generations of Indigenous children have been forced to attend the schools. The nation also saw a series of attacks Thursday, Canada Day, on statues of Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth, and other historical figures. Again, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau denouncing the burning and vandalism of those Catholic churches following the discovery of the unmarked graves of the former schools for Indigenous children. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Good to have you here. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. I have such an exciting show for you today. Here is the lineup. First off, a fresh mix of current trending tunes from Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda, Malawi, and Togo. One everlasting, energizing jam from Jamaica. A couple of classics from Cameroon and Uganda. And to wrap up the hour, we are going to listen to an awesome traditional vintage Igbo tune from Nigeria. There is also some current news from Mali. Oumou Sangaré's music festival is going on this weekend, and musician Sheikh Amala Jabate shares those deets with us at the back half of the hour. And last but not least, reporter Samed Gaida brings us a fascinating interview from Tamale in the northern part of the country with Sheri Fatou Gounou. After putting her music career on hold for her family for the past 4 years, she is back with a new album and a hit single. So that's it. Now, all you gotta do is sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We start in Togo with Almok. The song's called Saka Saka, or Mix 'em Up, Confuse Them. There are people, she says, who want to see you fail, but ignore them and continue on your path.
Saka saka, ewilo saka saka, ola we kaka saka saka, elago pe saka saka. Saka saka, ewilo saka saka, ola we kaka saka saka, elago pe saka saka.
Saka. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now to Ghana, here's Wendy Shay's brand new single, her first one in 2021, Nobody.
Nobody. Rough time, my kids. talk about you, it means that they don't know you. If them no gossip about you, them no see light around you. If Wendy Williams know you, then you day inside the shade room. You know be them with them on you. Forget to diamond you. Nobody, when they don't talk about you, nobody. You be nobody, when they don't talk about you, nobody. Nobody, you be nobody. When they don't talk about you, nobody, nobody. You be nobody. When they don't talk about you, ooh, ooh, ooh. I say no woman fi make up. When the woman start make up, them say be man we do up. Them say be man we do. Man, before she go make him learn some sense. You and your fake ass cause a friend. You and your lazy ass cause a friend. You know be every woman we chop a man. Before she go make him learn some sense. You and your fake ass cause a friend. You and your lazy ass cause a friend. Nobody, when they don't talk about you, nobody. You be nobody, when they don't talk about you, nobody. Nobody, you be nobody. Talk about you, nobody, you're nobody, you be nobody. Talk about you, ooh, ooh.
She say, who say, forget them, all them bad people, forget them, all them bad people.
Gossip about you, them no see light around you. If Wendy Williams know you, then you day inside the shade room. You know be them with them on you. Forget to diamond do you. You be nobody, when they don't talk about you, nobody. You be nobody, when they don't talk about you, nobody. Nobody, you be nobody.
All right, yes, that was Nobody by Wendy Shay out of Accra, Ghana.
Hi, we are musicians, Noram Tsemadi. This is Music Time in Africa.
This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're all doing well and enjoying your weekend. This next song comes out of Lilongwe, Malawi. Duncan Zambo, better known as Gwamba, is a gospel hip-hop artist and a philanthropist. He released this song, Akonda Kitale, in 2019, which also features Blantyre-born singer and rapper Lawi. Now, the melody is so beautiful in this song. I reached out to reporter Lamek Messina in Malawi to break it down for us. Here's his English interpretation, followed by the song.
Hi, Heather. This is Lamek Messina in Blantyre, Malawi. The song is about a passenger who is demanding his change for money he has given to the conductor. The passenger is reminding the conductor that when he was boarding the bus, he was told to pay 100 kwacha as a bus fare. But now the conductor is deducting 120 kwacha from the amount he has paid. So he wants the conductor to stop the nonsense. Otherwise, he says he will not drop off unless he gets change from his hard-earned money. So, here, the passenger goes spiritual, saying, even Jesus needs the change, but not change from money, but change from your heart, and start following him. And now, this is the clever way Gwamba has fused gospel into the song, dominated with a secular message. For Music Time in Africa, this is Lamek Messina in Malawi.
Dalamandari birai, natindi bebe, katera muyungwe ndekuti kumandi pembe mundi bwenzere kuchenje inulendo wanga ukatera muyungwe ndekuti kumandi pembe mundi bwenzere kuchenje
eshi ndalama ndeyavuta panyasa daily fancy kumaisaka Sikuona zoti ndiwe shasha Menya business basu maitsatsa Ndemuka pesa kandela ma sister Chonde kumaka kwilitsitsa Muka magona nako kukafunditsa Kwa juluka mbafa ndemuzika bisa
Ndikubempa mundi tandize Wango ndivuta ndi umpawi
Pena kukwela njinga Tengati uma esanga tukundi imba Liloloka wandilila sindi imba
Nikubempa mundi tandize Wango nikutani mpawi
Akonda Kitale by Gwamba featuring Lawi. Cool music from Malawi.
Makama Yabala, Anye Kangala. You are listening to Hector Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Keep it locked.
All right. Hey, guys. Now I have two trending tunes for you. And then you're going to meet Sherifatu Gunu with Samed Gaida over in Tamale, Ghana. This jam comes out of Uganda. It's a brand new release by reggae dancehall artist Sama Soja and featuring Irene Namubiru. These two beautiful voices are just rocking Uganda right now.
Queen Irene, yeah, Sama Soja, at lyrical senator.
Masters.
Ikusa sula china e, onja kate lompola banja. Jompa devi.
Jejo
Yes, and that was the beautiful duet by Sama Soja and Irene Namubiru from Uganda. The song comes off of Sama's 2021 album called The African Poet. Now to Kenya. Here's Ben Soul's favorite song, which is turning out to be a favorite song in that country. The visuals to the tune, which made its YouTube premiere on April 15, 2019, now has 2,500,000 almost 70,000 views. Let's see if it'll become your favorite song.
I love you like the sunshine in the morning when I'm yawning, like the scent of love ukipika chai ya majani na mandazi. Such a lovely way to start my day. We're getting high as I make you call my name.
I'm Heather Maxwell. That was Ben Soul with Favorite Song. If you are just tuning in right now, hello. Welcome to The Voice of America and Music Time in Africa. Now we're moving over to northern Ghana, to the city of Tamale, to be exact, where radio host Samed Gaida, and I want to give a shout out to Diamond FM, by the way, up there in Tamale, where he met up with Sherry Fatou Gounou. Here's the story.
Pretty big poem, baby. Hello, Heather. Guess who I met in the city of Tamale? The ever energetic Sherifa Tugunu. After putting her music on hold for her family for the past 4 years, she has bounced back with a new album and a single titled Do Trida.
That I'm so beautiful. My due to my Africa. This is me. My name is Sherifa Gunu, the music queen of Africa. Me and my land would look alike. Well, Sherifa Gunu is a child that from northern Ghana. I am from Tamale. Yeah, my music, I classify it to be a Afro music.
How long have you been doing music?
For 15 years now.
15 years?
Yes.
How did you start?
Well, I started as a dancer, you know. I was part of Ghana National Dance Championship. Till 2005, I released my first album, Lahari.
After that, you released a number of hit songs.
Yeah, more hit songs. Mm. After that, I released Mama Africa.
Okay. There's this one too, very nice song, Kirikiti Soya.
Hey yo, Soundboy!
Was part of my third album.
Okay.
Kirikiti Soya, you know, it's a that Kirikiti Soya was a class 4 reading book.
I do remember.
And I was a dead brain, child that I don't even know anything.
Yeah.
So the Kirikiti Soya lines was an interesting story that helped me a lot to start reading.
My friend.
My friend little dirami Kirikiti. Because I'm not well, oh Kirikiti. But hey, I can play and play and play Kirikiti, so yeah, hey, Kirikiti.
Let's go back and talk about Mama Africa.
There was a time I noticed problems in Benin, in Nigeria, other places, and in terms of abusing women. And when we come to look, women are really contributing a lot into the success of Africa. So I said, abusing women, I don't think that is right. They said Africa is Mama Africa. Africa is a woman. The women are the Africa. They are the beauty of Africa. They are Africa. So I created that song, Nimvela, Nimvela, in Ghana, Nimvela. Numvela, numvela, in Mali, numvela, 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 Cote d'Ivoire, numvela.
Africa, you let us on Tava. Thank you.
come down to the talk of the moment, which is your latest song, Dolce Da.
That topic of Dolce Da, in the centuries till today, we have folk songs and the stories they used to tell and the things they used to say. Ah, Dolce Da, o mama wagar daza. And that's a verse, you know. And those things mean man has entered market. His lover is the tallest one among the people. Because so far as the person is your lover, no matter how the people are crowded, you will definitely see the person in the midst of the people because of what? The love between you and the person.
So, when was the song released?
Yeah, we released the album on...
It's an album?
Dolce Da is an album. Yeah, it's an album. And that's the title of the album.
The title of the album is Dolce Da.
Yeah, Dolce Da.
And the actual song that you titled Dolce Da is one of the songs in the album, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we launched it on the 26th December last year. That was 2020. And I just released the video, the audio and the video 3 weeks ago.
So how many songs are on the album?
It was 17. Apasela alana wina. Apasenumla alana wina.
Okay, so let's wrap it up. Your final message to music lovers across the world.
I would like you all to go in on your YouTube, just pick up your phone. Okay, let me search Sherif Abunu. Who is Sherif Abunu? It will help you a lot. You just type on your YouTube, Sherif Abunu, S-H-E-R-I-F-A. Then the Gunu is G-U-N-U, Sherif Abunu.
Fans are excited about her comeback and can't wait to feel more of Africa through her music and costumes. From Tamale, Northern Ghana, Summit Geda.
Your love is all I need. Yeah, big girl, you be the one I need. Yeah. Just tell me all for me. Because you say I'm all for you.
Thank you, Summit, for that wonderful interview with Sherif Abunu.
Rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast, G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy.
Man a king in a top bowl, Larry, man a big DJ, Ox, Megan and Harry, boss.
down low like I told you. I've been this way someday, and I write for myself, no ghosting.
Needs a boy, got money in a bank and ready for roll and blaze up this tank and got the girls from Jam 1 to Hong Kong. The girl, them champion. In it.
Bossy, bossy. Godfather, man a OG. Man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's soul free. Bossy, house on the coast G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy. I fly around the world cause I'm bossy. Bossy, bossy. Godfather, man a OG. Man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's soul free.
All right, that was Bossy by Wiley, Sean Paul, Steph London, and featuring Idris Elba.
Fly around the world because I'm bossy.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. In case you're just joining us, we've got so much more great music to come. More music and up to the minute music festival news from Mali. So keep it locked right here. The top Afrobeats 2021 song of the week on the streaming service Spotify in the US is Essence by Wizkid and featuring Tems. It comes off of Wizkid's album Made in Lagos. Here it is.
You don't need no
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that top trender, Essence. We just listened to it by WizKid. Now I want us to step back in time, back when world music was what everyone called music coming out of Africa that was marketed and successful in the United States and Europe. One of the top world music artists was Wes Madiko. He's just known as Wes. He's a multi-award winner, including one Grammy. He's from Cameroon, and this is one of his all-time great hits. From 1997, Alane. By Wes from Cameroon. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and now we're going to East Africa. This is a 2015 song called Alinawo Chalina by Afrigo Band out of Uganda.
Chana change, chaka bichonchi matira, chabula bichana change, mama buliari na echana kwate, wade kono mungerega, zemanyi mwe akarira, wabula bidundu wange, mama buliari na echana kwate, amazima eno karina,
gigale tomu kwano kwe kuli amulaba mweko ba mama kuli ali na echa na kwate ze mufanze no fira ho kuli amukwata kayo ya kufa ze mufanze no fira ho mama kuli ali na echa na kwate
ali na ochalina kuli ali na ochalina ali na ochalina mama kuli ali na echa na kwate ali na ochalina kuli ali na ochalina ali na ochalina
Kwagala goba singa, kabalume ba fe salwa. Tuzale biana bia fe, mama bolia chike singa chike. We ba bosi biba sande, abagalo kusuza. Tugendo chulendie ko mama, nenjala na yeno manyo. Singa, kabalume ba fe salwa. Tuzale biana bia fe, mama bolia chike singa chike. We ba bosi biba saze, abagalo kusuza. Tugendo chulendie ko mama, nenjala na yeno manyo.
Ali na ochalina, buli ali na ochalina. Ali na ochalina, mama buli ali na wechana kwate. Ali na ochalina, buli ali na ochalina. Ali na ochalina.
Chalina from Uganda. This is Heather Maxwell.
And now for that music festival news I've been telling you about. Mali's veteran, international world music diva, Oumou Sangaré, is holding her own music festival in Mali this weekend. Now, musician Cheikh Amala Jabate, a close friend and music partner with Oumou, has just returned from several months with her there in Mali, and he and I had a brief voice note exchange about the details, you know, COVID world. With his permission, here is that conversation.
Hello, Cheikh Amala. How are you?
Hello, Heather. How are you? I am fine. Everything good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Welcome back. So how was Bamako?
Yes, I get back safely. Everything good. Bamako was very good. All the family say hello. Everyone happy.
I'm glad to hear that. Man, I miss Mali. I haven't been there for too long now. But tell me, what is going on with Oumou Sangaré? I hear she's got a festival coming up. Can you tell me what the dates are and, you know, what we can expect?
Yes, Oumou Sangaré, she's very happy. She has the festival coming up, the 4th edition, April 8, 9, 10. So Oumou, very happy. And when you go to Mali, this lady welcome you very, very well. And everyone happy to go to the festival. So I'm glad, happy, and everything going well.
Cool. And the festival is in her hometown in the southwestern part of Mali, right? Called Ouassaloum. Is it all traditional music from that region only?
Yeah, the festival is in Ouassaloum, to Oumou's village. Beautiful place and nice. Actually, it's a... Many different music from Mali, everyone go over there, and Oumou invite everyone. It's a mix Mali, all kind of music from Mali, but actually the event is in Ouassaloum. I am glad to be there next time, Inshallah.
All right. Listen, thanks so much, and welcome back home to the United States, Sheikh. And, yeah, take care.
Thank you very much, Heather. Thank you. Thank you, Voice of America. God bless. I'm very happy I get back safely. Everyone happy. And I've been there, spent good time with Umu Sankare. She's very nice. We went to TV. We played together. Everything good. And next time, we like to invite everyone from America, Europe, Asia, everywhere. This festival is international. Thank you.
All right, so that's the news. I'm sure that festival is just amazing. I mentioned that Sheikh is a musician, right? Well, this is his music, by the way. We have been listening to it up underneath our conversation, but I'm going to pull it up right now for you. The tune is called Fanta Baby, and it's off his 2012 album, Anka Bem Mali Denu.
Hello world, my name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right, well, we are almost to the end of the hour. So as promised, I am going to wrap us up with this awesome vintage tune. This is a original recording from April 10th, 1988 on Music Time in Africa, back when Leo Sarkisian was in charge and writing the scripts and presenting the show. He had such a wonderful presence on air as well as in person. So this is the voice of Leo himself in this 1988 Music Time in Africa broadcast, introducing this amazing Igbo traditional music.
Another recording that was sent to us by our friend in Onitsha, Nigeria, Gerald Ludo. This time, Igbo traditional dance music by a group from Arundizuogu. And the leader of the group has an interesting name, Perry Como Okoye, Onana Nesokwe.
One day we back a media who corrected. And yes, you know, the way I don't know. Only a single was already a beginning. A connected name has requested to you on Ugochinere. Young man, Timbas, Dilas or Kigwe. Managing director Kana Yotuku, Brothers. Enterprises Nigeria. Ono ya no me hi de kwiku e kanu ya nante. E kene mazi boni pe. E wete go wa nandi zog. Ono ya no Omena na na so kwe Omena na na so kwe ya magan kende jibiri be ha Omena na na so kwe aya kwadone aya putana na ti abana
Omena na na so kwe Omena putana na kia bana ekere mbana ho ekere mbana ekere mbana ba kwimu nobo umo korada wara sa sa ba toru vetonero mata sa kwaka mata sa kwaka mbana ranya kamba aduka dodo do namba nde kuna du to benu nuro jabale kuna bago ka doru gombe kwaja ha aya kwadone aya putana na sia bana o mena na na so kwe o mena na na so kwe aya mali kende jiberi ke o mena na na so kwe ije ekena pa international enterprises Nigeria ne to mari the one of Abba ano nyani nyawa woki no me ko de koru no mo gari ya nyanya ne bagu no rube hinu mui ba ka mane bu yem pum 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 kini ke bu za juwe Sonye muro mumusino wega kumba Chepo jibia batako batu dubara foya Manjuna jia kwa jidi rama Akuna dina wana jokwa ya woyesu ya maba Woyesu ya maba ya Ya kuna kuna dina wana dina Avuna we jalenku hawe kuruna dina Avuna wachuwe
Alright, so that was Perry Como Okoye and his traditional music and dance group of Arondizugu, Eastern Nigeria. This is Heather Maxwell, and with that, we say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. Also, a big thank you to Samet Gaida and Sherry Fatu Gunu from Tamale, Ghana, and to Sheikh Amala Jabate for his fresh news from Mali. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page or group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates, fresh new photos, news, and videos. On our FM stations, we're live Saturdays and Sundays at 15:05 and 20:05 UTC. And we're also on shortwave Friday at 09:05 UTC. And on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Stay beautiful, Africa.